thank you for joining us once again at Fanfic Theater. You know, sometimes the sheer volume of fantastic fanfictions can be a little overwhelming. It seems as though there's a never-ending supply of amazing stories that should, nay, need to be told. That is my quest. I will not stop until every great fic has gotten the attention it so richly deserves. And so I find myself reading from story to story, and hoping each time that my next fanfiction will be the fanfiction home. Ladies and gentlemen, Fanfic Theater is proud to welcome Dr. Sam Beckett, his holographic friend Al, and an uncredited Ziggy as we experience a Quantum Leap story written by Robin Margolin. As if a veil lifted from his face, Dr. Sam Beckett slowly became conscious of his surroundings. He was crouched in a huddle with some other people. A low, soft hum filled his ears, and the matching vibration tickled his feet through his shoes. Sam was so hoping that he was playing football, but the stale air and artificial lighting proved him wrong. Sam looked around. He was in an airplane, a big one. Just then, one of the passengers spoke.
What do you guys think?
I think calling my husband would be a good idea. If they're letting us make contact, we should take advantage of it.
Sam began to wonder why he was there and when Al would let him know. Lately, Al had been arriving very quickly after Sam leaped in.
Let me see if I can get the attention of that short, thin, Middle Eastern man holding the knife so I can call home. Yoo-hoo, excuse me.
That's when Sam noticed the blood on the floor. He followed the wet line with his eyes. He stood to be able to see more of the cabin. At the front of the cabin, a flight attendant lay on the floor. Her blouse and jacket were soaked with blood, and her eyes stared lifelessly at the ceiling. Sam felt instantly nauseous and barely held down the bile in his throat. Behind him, a door to a bathroom opened. A yuppie in a suit walked out just in time to allow Sam entry to the receptacle at where he deposited his stomach contents. As he washed his face, Al arrived.
How's it going, Sam?
What the hell is going on here, Al? I feel like I'm in the middle of a hijacking.
You are. We don't have much time to talk. On September 11th, 2001, this plane was hijacked and flown deliberately into the nuclear power facility at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. The resulting explosion ripped open the core and irradiated the entire East Coast. It was the last of a threefold attack on the country by terrorists. It's too painful to tell you the rest.
Well, if I'm here to stop a hijacking, it's too late. The terrorists are already in control of the plane, Al. How long do I have before...
11 minutes, Sam.
Oh boy. It's the hijackers. Al, you go find out what's going on with the pilot. I'll handle these guys.
You got it. Be right back, Sam.
Infidel, what are you doing?
Sam was thrown to the floor and then kicked by one of the hijackers. Another stood threateningly over the other passengers. Some of the passengers were talking on cell phones, crying as they bid their farewells to loved ones. Some just cowered in terror in their seats. Others sat stone-faced, jaws set in anger over what was happening to them. Harsh Arabic came loudly from the front of the plane. The kicker stopped and ran off to check on his colleague in the cockpit. Two of the other passengers helped Sam into a seat.
My husband told me that the Twin World Trade Towers in New York were hit by airplanes this morning. The Pentagon has also been attacked by a plane.
This is not just another hijacking. We are all going to die.
Just then, a large black man spoke.
I'll be goddamned if I'm gonna let any of those bastards use me as a weapon. There's only three of them, we can take them. Any of you honkies with me?
Sam, I just checked the flight deck. The crew, they're all dead or dying.
Can any of you guys fly a plane? I'm pretty sure the crew is dead. Since we're all going to die anyway, let's die by our terms.
This plane is going to crash. Let's make sure we don't take anyone else with us. Look, there's a forest down there.
We have to. The passengers all agreed. They rushed the single remaining hijacker and stabbed him with his own knife. Then they moved on to the cockpit. The hijacker pilot engaged the autopilot that he had just reprogrammed. With a sickening smile, he rose from the pilot's chair and turned to face his prisoners.
Kill me now. It makes no matter. My destiny has been fulfilled.
The male passenger sucker punched him, and the crowd began to take him to the rear of the plane.
Jihad!
A third hijacker flung himself into the crowd of passengers. Sam noodle kicked the knife from his hand, and then the large black man pummeled him into oblivion.
Take that, plane hijacking motherfucker!
9 minutes, Sam!
I don't know if I can do this, Al. This is more complicated than the X-2.
Sam, find the autopilot!
That won't do any good. No one can land this puppy. How do I shut down the engines, Al?
No, Sam, you'll crash for sure.
This plane is going to crash anyway.
Al considered options for a full 30 seconds. Before realizing that there was no other option.
That control on your left is the fuel cutoff. Hit that and she falls out of the sky in less than 20 seconds.
Goodbye, Al. Thanks for everything.